times there's no stars shining out on the edge of the universe. Sometimes you can't see the horizon, but in the ocean and the earth. Thank you.
Is that it? Good evening. Music brings people together, and we couldn't, it's apparent tonight that it's working, and we're glad that we've all gotten together for such an important reason. Jeff, thanks for organizing this and inviting us. It's nice to be back. Chanting Jeff up here, I think that's a reason to drink. So, you know, one of the variables that can happen with either smoke or heat or rain or lightning, there's a lot of variables that, that make it so rare to have this unbelievably perfect environment to be playing tonight. So I think there might be some karma involved there. I know that Paul McCartney's played here because I was here. I was sitting right over there. Stones have played here. Let's everybody play a different Rolling Stones song all at the same time. I'm for it. Trying to pack it all in, I figured if we played four at once, we could make everybody happy. But I think we might be the only group to have played here twice in the history. And we're not bragging. I just want to make it clear, we're not bragging about it. We just find it. On last time we played at that end, because I was looking at the M on the mountain. But we thought it would be better if you were looking at the M on the mountain. We'll get going in a second, but can I drink to the M on the mountain? See, we're not bragging about playing twice because it seems strange when people kind of brag or get so unenthusiastic that they start telling things, saying things that aren't true, or if they're bragging about, you know, crowd size. I find it very peculiar. And very strange when let's say the person says it in public and it's recorded, and then they say things about like breaking Elton John's records. It doesn't make any sense. There's no record, it's bizarre. And another nice thing about this is we were out in South America and then Europe and then the other night in Seattle. We've actually been playing those shows that were 90,000, 100,000 people. I'm not bragging, but I'm just pointing it out that this guy was bragging. It was just, it makes me. All right, I'm gonna get back into the music thing. Yeah, But there's a reason why I was bringing it up. There is one crowd size that we would be proud of and we would brag about. And that is if the state of Montana had the largest youth vote, the largest crowd that came together in this upcoming election, that I would brag about all fucking day.
To my team. Thank you.
One more from Mr. Mike McCready. And how about a little history? I mean, we are on a campus and all. And 20 years ago, almost to the day, was the very first show we played of any kind of size. We played one club show, but the first real show we played was right here with Mr. Matt Cameron on the drums, the incredible. Thank you so much, man. It's been the best 20 years of this band's life. Thank you so, so much.
We'll be right back.
That's a good dad right there. Every song, she's just got perfect time. It looks like she knows the word. I'm getting so much energy from you, young lady. It's so exciting. And it's good to know that with energy like that, that's where the future of our country lies. Hey. So, do me a favor, will you? Will you make sure, just pass this back to the girl with the headphones on there, okay? Make sure, you're in charge. Yep. Keep the lights on, Keely, I wanna see if she gets it. I don't trust some of these people. Hey! I don't know your name, but hi, hey Dad, and I'm so glad you came. And that's just an exercise, and it's always better to give than receive. looked like a picture on a sunny day. Oh my, oh my, like a picture on a sunny day. Oh my, oh my, looked like a picture on a sunny day. Oh my, oh my, like a picture on a sunny day. say it's okay. You say it's okay. If you're singing, put your arms up so I can tell. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, we've all seen better days. It's okay. You don't have to run and hide away. It's okay. Voice. I will use my void, I will use my voice. This is my chance, this is my life. And my hope in an hour, yeah. This is my choice, this is my voice. There may be no tomorrow, yeah. This is my plea, this is my need, this is my time for standing free.
Yeah, I can't seem to place it.
shall see the place that no one's ever taken me. Your hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Oh, hearts and thoughts, they fade, fade. I wanted to say something before the next song, to introduce the next song. I think it would be a real good idea, and I'm surprised it hasn't been part of our history already, and hopefully it could be in the near future, but I really do believe that Election Day should be a national holiday. To be sure that the people have the opportunity to vote, especially if they have to stand in long lines, and especially when you have polls closing and difficulties and confusion, and everyone gets the day off and gets to focus on their voting, and then after that they get to have a beer. Speaking of, you see these people right here. You caught my eye because, well, sex and beer catches my eye sometimes. But do you see these folks here? I heart sex and beer. And then she has one that says, I heart sex and beer. Now, there's also a lot of t-shirts from Planned Parenthood and lots of issues, so it's kind of a nice, refreshing, you know. But I'm so glad you found each other. Somebody give me a beer. Two. Now, I have to ask, so were you actually wearing the shirts when you first met? Like, oh, be such a romantic Shakespearean moment. I'm gonna give these to you. And I'll get to watch you enjoy them together. But that's all I want to see. Now don't tell me you do the other thing that quick as well. Alright, here's to you. And here's, see, you know, here's the other idea about the election day being a holiday. Because it is the one day that all us Americans, we are all equal. No matter your wealth, no matter your status in life, no matter your age, accomplishments, it's one mind, it's one vote, we are equal. It is the equalizer. And we should celebrate that and make sure we take advantage of it and enjoy it, not just because it's a right, but it's a responsibility as well. And never more so. And, you know, it's important now because you have to do it in big numbers because they're having complications. And when you've got, you know, wealthy individuals that are allowed to sway politicians and sway the way the laws are made, and then corruption, and then Russians. It is the one power, the one strength we have is to come out in big numbers that will make sure our desires come to fruition. Voting is the antidote. All right? The vote is the antidote. And it is your vote they can't deny.
Thank you. fuck is this world? What do you did? Leave a message at least. I could on your voice one last time. Daily my field is good. Be my time by you. Would you hit me? Would you hit me? Oh,
He's a little bit of a nuisance right here. They're voting to eject that one human being, and seeing as that we are the closest to being their representatives right now, I'm going to agree with them. And whoever's causing any issues over there, why don't you just turn yourself in? Come on up, we'll let you sit on the side of the stage. Just do that, we'll get you away from everybody. There's a lot of room right up here. We'll put you up here. Seriously, we ain't fucking around with people's safety here. In a crowd that everyone's getting along at a benefit show, we ain't fucking around. And I know for a fact, because I was in this crowd a few years ago with Paul McCartney, this is a great security crew, and everyone's treating everybody pretty nicely, I would expect. It's all good. Okay, we took care of that mess. And I was just kidding about that side of the stage thing. That was fake news. Fuck you, asshole. Can I talk about my friend Jeff Amon for a second? Hometown hero. I think you should drink to that. Our friend, the activist, philanthropist, not only is an incredible skater, he not only skates, he builds skate parks. And I would ask him how many he's built, even just here in Montana, but I know that, unlike some other people, he doesn't like to brag. But he's much loved in the Seattle community, and he's never forgot his roots here at home and here in Big Sandy as well. So, here's our man, great bandmate and great bassist, writer, painter, Jeff Amon. Amen, Amon. And one more round, because his mom and dad are here, George and Penny and his sister. I'm so proud. And his uncle, that's his uncle, George and Penny. Who on that fateful night, a few years ago, drunk on sex and beer, they had this day created this man here. I just said possibly. This is one of our collaborations of many, does that mean we colluded on this next song? We are guilty of collusion on this next song. Because I did.
you wanna be shy. Do your dances alone in your room, becoming a star could become your doom. Be to live while you still can. Believe in nothing, believe me. Those who can't be trusted can change their minds. And anxious is the present. Unwrap your kiss, take your time. All the things you've imagined need to be stuck.
This is a quiet one for the serious collector. Rise for dismissal outright. going to thank a few good people here. Well, more than a few. How about a few hundred? A few hundred plus who helped make this event happen. Do you want to read? Because you know, Jeff's worked all closely with these folks, and it's been a relatively short time. And so that means that the undertaking is momentous.
First, I want to thank the band for coming out. It's sort of dream come true stuff for me to have these guys come out and play music, especially in this place. And I want to thank the crew and everybody on our team, our management, everybody who's involved with our activism. I mean, none of this could happen without all them. It's a big crew. There's been four organizations here that we've been working with really closely and trying to get out the vote. Right at the top is the Ford Montana people, who have been just amazing. Planned Parenthood of Montana. The Montana Native Vote Ladies, they're amazing. And the Montana Conservation Vote, which takes care of all of our outdoors, which is like the greatest asset that the state has. So we created a great village out front today. Whitney Williams and Tim Bierman and Kia from the Zach, she organized all the bands that were out there today. We had the Arley Warriors, the state champs, in the house. We had the Pavarella Center. We had the Missoula Food Bank, who's done amazing things the last couple years. They just built a beautiful new facility in town. That's amazing. The Vote Goats. Anybody get to see the goats? The goats that register you to vote. Buffalo Field Campaign, friends for 25 years. I could go on all night. There's so many amazing organizations in town that volunteer and put their hearts into making things happen for the less fortunate. And so thanks. Thank you. This couldn't happen with all of you. 25,000, that's amazing. That's not fake news. But thanks. Thank you.
So, in order to show our appreciation for all this hard work, I thought it would be really incredible, especially under this sky and under these conditions. And if everyone put up their phone with some light, and then they could see and show of appreciation for all the hard work that these individuals have put in, and then they could see how many people appreciate them, because otherwise we lose you in the dark. That's beautiful. And we talked about Paul McCartney and his music being in here. I thought maybe we should have a bit of John's as well.
Religion to move. Thank you. waiting, watching the clock is 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over.
Dallas, Michelle, this is for you.
She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man.
I mean, you can't find a better man.
Lives in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
Thank you. you. I'm trying for my heart and I'm trying for my mind. Oh, please don't make me regret it. I'm trying for my insides. I'm trying with my everything. I'm telling it I'm. I'm afraid to say it, I'm afraid to say it, but I think I need you. I think I need you. Please don't. Don't run away. Don't run away. Don't run away. Don't run away.
public service announcement that during this show and all day tomorrow, if you text to the number, I think there's probably some signage somewhere. If you text the number 52886 and then you text R-O-C-K, rock, you text to 52886, you will commit to being a voter in November. So, you got all that rock to 52886. I know you got phones because I saw them earlier. But there's no reason, no excuse, and no time left. We can't procrastinate on this one. It's time to elevate the discussions on climate change, immigration, a woman's right to choose. And it's the people you vote for that will be your voice in D.C. So you must choose and choose wisely. Those are just three issues of so many that will shape the world. It's overwhelming these days. There's a lot going on, and it's sometimes hard to keep your head from spinning. But now is the most important time to keep our equilibrium and not give up and not be overwhelmed and not think that it's too much and that you need to surrender. The only way to get back control is to actually get stronger. Make sure to use your voice. You know, many a benefit we've played, so many, and this is really the biggest one we've ever done, and it's because it's so important for your community, for this community, for your state, but also for our country and for our planet. This is the real thing right here. You're in the top five of states that the election can be decided by simply just the youth vote alone. So that, you gotta give it all you got. And it ain't. So we're really proud to be here, but even more, we are grateful for you being here. And I won't tell you, we would never want to tell you who to vote for. But in this case, we don't have to because the choice is obvious, so. And now one last public service announcement.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Good night. We love you.